reached two moon signs of graphics. We are either away from our desk or off-site working, so please leave us a message.
Signs of graphics, to help you.
Yeah, is this Phil?
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, just running around. I was out in the back. That's why I didn't hear you.
No worries.
Your phone's ringing.
Yeah. glad I ended up catching you. I was just going to shoot you over another email. Yeah, so just kind of wanted to go over the file with you. It looks like you want to bring on an oil extractor.
That's what it is.
All right, awesome.
A moneymaker is what it is.
Oh, exactly. That's ROI on that's going to be pretty big, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so yeah, just kind of a few things I wanted to go over, kind of on that, kind of iron it out with you, kind of, let you know how the, industry and whatnot works. If you guys wanted, basically, kind of as well, too, could you kind of elaborate on that, too? You're looking to bring on, that's for another business you have, right? It's not going to be for Two Moon Innovations?
Well, it is sort of like mine business incorporated into his business.
With Two Moons, or is this a different one?
Sort of, yeah. So it's really how I want to really do it. It's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
He supplies me with the thing, and I do the extractions per se.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
And the reason why I want to sort of keep him in Two Moon because I'm not tied into anything at this point, because I know there's some technology as far as loaning through that type of industry.
Yeah, and that's what I was just gonna say is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and unfortunately with that kind of industry, we can't, do any loans on that. But we do have other options around that, which is kind of what I wanted to go, kind of go over with you.
Okay.
Because I know Two Moon Innovations is a sign company, right? That's your sign shop.
Well, Two Moon Innovations is a C Corp that can be anything. Right now I do signs.
Okay. But, I mean, you've been operating under Two Moons for 10 years. Okay, cool. So basically what I wanted to say was if you wanted to bring this on through Two Moon, you could do that.
I probably would have to do. That's
right.
That's one reason I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my income is going to be, outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and I understand that,
but
too.
But you guys don't, at that point, you don't give a hoot.
Right, and that's kind of what I wanted to iron out with you is there are different programs we have available here. So if you wanted to make that happen through Two Moon, you could do that. And even though it's the equipment, I know you shot me that quote and everything too. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
The equipment itself can be an extraction for anything. It doesn't have to be cannabis. It can extract blueberries, strawberry oil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly how they work, too, so no worries on that.
Oh, yeah, you're from California, so the industry's been out there as well.
Yeah, no, exactly, man.
What's really cool about this machine, it's the newest and greatest, and it's even better than the CTO machine as far as reports I've been reading or the results I've been getting back.
Okay.
And so it's a revolutionary, because it'll even help me open the market even better.
Yeah. No,
because of the type of machine it is.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
But so my whole thing is, I just want to infuse products, and I'm more into the health end of it than I am
mm-hmm.
on the other the pothead end of it.
Mm-hmm.
you ever heard of Charlotte Webb?
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, that'll be probably a big part of what we'll be growing.
That's I saw that on 60 Minutes actually on I want to say it was Fox News.
Yeah, what they did, they hybrided a strain that pretty much just produces CBD oils.
Right, for, wasn't it cancer?
Epileptic for...
Right.
It could be used for cancer or whatever, but the big thing, that thing was for...
Epileptic, right?
For kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
right,
it still has
kids.
The same quality that actually cures a lot of other things, too. What's really funny about that industry, if I would grow hemp, it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we actually have people we're dealing with right now that are, dealing with hemp and, doing that exactly.
Right, Zach, you know what I mean? But, but the quality is not as good.
Oh, yeah, no, and, I know
I
how
mean,
that
as
works.
As,
so.
As far as the, what you get out of it.
Right, no, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to go over because, basically, are you familiar with working capital at all?
The who?
Working capital. It's a newer lending
right,
product.
Right, it gives me money.
Basically money.
Yeah,
right, so we're basically going to give you money, unsecured
bank,
money
my,
that
my
you can
bank gave me a little bit. You know, I take it out when I want to, and I pay it back, you know.
Yeah, okay. Did they give you a line of credit, or was it a capital?
Well, it was just a line of credit, but it was just I just took a small line of credit. It was only $10,000, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, yeah, so basically it's like that, similar, but, you know, almost better in a lot of ways. So what we're going to do is, this is why I wanted to kind of explain this with you, too. How our capital program works is we take about 10 to 15% per se of your annual sales that you did. That's our big factor on that. And then we can go ahead and give that back to you as unsecured cash. So we're going to go ahead.
I like that.
Yeah, and so we're going to go ahead and look at
2015. I don't have enough capital to get my $85,000. That's the problem.
Right, and that's what I wanted to go over with you. That would probably be the only option we have, because even though it is equipment per se, we're just going to have a hard time getting you an approval for the oil extracting machine for the signed company business, right? Because they're going to take into account, you know, what the business is, what you're going to be using it for, you know, the equipment justification.
I totally understand that picture.
Right, and I got you, and I'm just trying to, you know, help you you know, get around this obstacle and kind of present, you know, some other options for you. So if we kind of wanted to go ahead and approach this, we could, you know, see what we can get you for the capital end. We could get you some capital that you could bring on through two moons, and then you can, you know, it's basically cash for you to use. You can go ahead and get that machine
that,
or whatever.
The thing is, I don't think it'll be enough cash.
How much, I mean, to give you a better idea, how much, what was your annual sales like for 15 for two moons?
I'm always at about 110, 120,000.
Okay.
I've pretty been consistent through all my years. And the thing is, this business, I wasn't trying to get rich. I was just trying to live.
Mm-hmm. For the signs, right?
Yeah. I just people come to me and I do it, and I'm a nice guy. And I come from a corporate background, and money for a while that wasn't my priority until I started getting older. I realized, you know what? I'm gonna have to have retirement money.
Yeah. Right.
I spent my retirement money, per se.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I've been doing this for 10 years, and I just had the opportunity to try something else through some acquaintances of mine.
No, and I mean, let's be honest. Like, I know you're in Colorado. That industry, ever since you guys legalized marijuana, has been booming in Colorado and Washington.
Well, the thing is, oil is the future, because, you know,
it's extracted. It's stronger.
It just can be used for a lot of products. You know, right now there's this is really funny, but we have a company up in Aurora that puts CBD oils in their beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can use it for everything.
That just opened up a whole new market, you know, with that type of thing. And microbrewing is a big industry out here.
Uh-huh. Very familiar
people
with that,
really
too.
People really into the health nut about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's put it in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
People want their coffee, and they like to
anything.
Be healthy.
I know even in Seattle, they have actual edible restaurants where you can go get a hamburger, a donut, whatever.
Is, you know, what's funny about even THC, you really can't get high off it until it's decarbonated or you apply heat to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like, you could have THC oil and drop it on your food, like sell or something.
Yeah,
you wouldn't get high, but you'd get the cannabinoids in it, you know, the healthy stuff you know, interacts with how your brain and your body electrifies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty amazing plant if you ever did your study on it. And
the only reason why
it was suppressed was because they certain entities didn't want the competition of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it was used for paper, it was used to make plastics at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hemp.
And it was used to make fibers more than that, you know. And So it was pretty much depressed by Mr. Johnny L. Rockefeller in the cotton industry back in the 20s.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm very familiar with that as well, too.
So they classified it as a drug.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know.
And it's really funny about our government. Then they had made synthetic properties of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's worse.
It was synthetic. It probably causes cancer. You know,
yeah,
it's a synthetic product. That most synthetic products are derived from oil from that comes within the earth, which is a carbon.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So all they're doing is recycling death and put it back out there. Is all it?
Yep, exactly. I mean,
I might be getting too deep for you, but
not at all. Yeah, not at all. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you watch the NFL or anything. I know you're out there in
that was a big thing on your brain.
No, yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, all those, you hear about all the people smoking the synthetic, and they're, you know, showing up in cop stations, you know, jumping off
that
building.
Oh, that stuff is nasty. It's like doing meth.
Yeah.
Just because it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you sick.
Yep, exactly. But, I mean, yeah, I ended up getting your email back last night with the, it looked like an application was, where did you go ahead and apply at some, was it another capital company for?
Oh, no, I filled one out. I never applied with any, but there's some local ones here that I, out of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they cater to our industry.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you that too. I mean,
yeah, they're out there, but they're just but you know, sometimes there's, I don't know if I'd rather go to a reputable place than somebody I don't really know.
Well, exactly, and that's what
you
I was
know,
just
so
going to say
I'm
too.
Trying,
I mean,
trying you guys first, but
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I know I have other alternatives. Put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to go over that with you. You know, because the industry and exactly what you just said. You know, we've been around for almost 15 years now, made it through you know the recession, we're extremely credible, and but I was just going to you know say that with you know with Colorado. Because I do hear, you know, that there are almost lending options out there that are almost underground, you
well,
know, where you have...
Well, people are investing it just through the stock market now.
Yep, and, you know, finding ways around that.
Yeah, 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 I'm funny how you got to do that. There, you know, there are always ways, but, you know...
Yeah, so, I mean...
You know, state laws are state laws, and you have to deal with the federal laws.
Yep,
you know?
Exactly, and
even
I mean...
Even for tax returns, you know, I can't even, you know, I wouldn't even be able to write it off, you know.
That's what I'm saying, that's exactly what I'm saying, and, you know, those industries in general, you know, they don't file taxes, they operate in all cash, they don't, you know, keep their money
well,
in
the
bank.
Well, I know, we file taxes, you got to, because everything that you do is recorded, even your tax accounts.
Well, I know,
you
but...
You have to record everything on a certain database system, and you have to be accountable for every
penny,
every gram, every pretty much every penny. So they do have a control on that. You just can't have no place to put it. But I think there's local banks or banks out here that opened up their outside of the federal. They're not federal insured per se.
Oh no, that's exactly what I was talking
they
about.
Get over at yeah, they get away. They just can't be federal. They're not insured by the federal bank. Mm-hmm. But you know, really don't care. You know, because like I said, there's a lot of cash flow. You know, but it is kind of and you don't really get any write offs.
Right.
Other than your income that you pay off, you know, so you can't like depreciate property. You can state-wise,
uh-huh.
But you can't do it federal because federal classifies as illegal drug. And illegal mm-hmm. drugs, one and two, you can't. You know, they have some. You can. You have to report your income though. Imagine mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, exactly what I was just gonna say. But I mean, you have the sign company, so you know, you kind of have a.
I have a little loop around it. Yeah.
And that you know, that's what I'm saying. That's a great advantage because, especially with the capital program, it's basically you know just cash you can use for whatever. So, I mean,
well,
I think it'd be a great option for you. And
how much would you give me? I wouldn't get that much. It wouldn't be close enough. That's the whole thing. I mean,
exactly. No, and I understand.
Wasting my
completely.
Time, and I'd be wasting yours. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you know, I want to be straightforward with you on that, and kind of you know see what we can get, see the best option we can do. So.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, I can easily get that here too.
Mm-hmm. You want to, what I'll go ahead and do is I'll shoot over the capital application.
Depends on what you grant me. Otherwise, it's not worth my time.
Well, no, I got you, but, well, I can't give you, a, you know, an actual answer until I end up, you know, processing
well,
that application.
You do, you know, I'll look at it. You know, believe me, I'm a very open-minded individual,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, I look at my options and, you know.
Okay.
You know, I also have you know other property I could put up for collateral if I needed to, but mm-hmm. you know that's another side. But I'd
right.
rather just you know.
Yeah, and with our capital, it's no collateral on that. So you know,
it's
unsecured cash. So you know, we're not going to ask you for your house, anything like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. See if we can.
Well,
you know,
I would too, because it's money.
Yeah, no, and exactly, and you know, I don't want you to waste your time.
Let
I don't want to waste mine.
Let me explain to you this. You know, we have basically. 15 licenses. That
uh-huh.
allows us to have two grows and three dispensaries and a bunch of other things in between.
Are you running those? Like, is that
well,
almost
just,
your business?
We have a grow up in Denver that's up and running, and then we have a dispensary that we just opened up here, and we're on the verge of finishing up the other grow
uh-huh.
down in Colorado Springs, and then open up the other dispensaries.
Okay.
But the whole thing is, I really don't empower that. My whole thing with their connections is to do the oil for them.
Okay.
And but my whole point is this is how we broke it down is we're probably take half the plants that they have
uh-huh.
and convert to oil, and the other they'll just keep as flower for the dispensaries.
Right.
So but let's say I'm just gonna throw a number out there, real simple. 200. Say we get 200 pounds of
tree.
Of oil every, or 200 pounds of that we can use to convert into oil.
Uh-huh.
And so there's 453 grams in a pound, right? I'm
uh-huh.
going to let you do the numbers. This is amazing. And we're not going to be greedy, so we're going to sell it for $5 a gram.
Wow.
So do your numbers.
Okay. Yeah. You said
that, and that's just the low end. That's just one cycle. And but the thing is, you have about three and a half cycles a year.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
You know.
Right, and I mean, not only that, but the oil is going to go for, you know, a higher price than the tree is regardless, you know, so you're going to be able to turn that into more money.
Our goal is just to wholesale it.
Okay.
Which is $5 a gram. Their growing rate for a gram can be anywhere from $40 to $85.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, retail, you know.
Right.
You know, right. I have friends that, you know, does religiously do CBE oil. They're paying like $85 a gram right now.
No, yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. I was just going to say, you almost got me confused with that $5 for the tree, not the oil.
We just want to get rid of it. We want to be in the market.
Well, shoot, that's an outstanding price,
$5. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah, right, you know, and you're going to be bringing it back.
If you take 400 times 200, that's what, 80,000?
Yeah.
Times that by 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just one quarter. Yeah.
And not only that, but I mean, it's cash. You know, it's, you know, you're not going to be taking taxes out of that. You know, it's that's cash right there. So
there's a lot of positives there. So and I can't pass it up. So I'm going to get to somehow. I'll find some. Actually, it's funny because I have some really rich friends out that live out in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing he does is loans out money for short terms. You know, you have to pay him back, but, you know, it's well worth for what you're making.
And it's, is he doing it, his money out of pocket?
Yeah, it's strictly out of cash deal.
So does he kind of do that for, you know, your guys' industry on that?
Huh?
He does that for that kind of industry then?
I doubt that, you know, but we grew up together.
Oh, I gotcha. So,
yeah,
old friend.
He's actually in the construction.
Okay.
He couldn't. This is the type of guy that couldn't wait till he turned 16 so he could quit high school. Hard working farm boy, you know. And about 3 years ago, he bought 120 acres.
In San Diego?
That butts up to the San Diego Safari Park.
Oh my gosh, that's a.
That's how wealthy he is.
I was just gonna say that was probably a.
Yeah,
quite
he has
a
about 25 motorcycles, a few of them right out of a box. Harleys and Indians.
Wow. Are you guys from San Diego then, or?
No, from North Dakota.
Oh, wow. So you guys are all over then.
Oh, yeah. My friends are all over. But he's the one that got the luckiest out of all of us. He says, I was at the right place at the right time and got to know the right people. In fact, he's connected with the contractor that redid the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, wow.
Then and their friend. So he's you know, even when they're down, he always had, and all he does is break rock.
Yeah, jeez.
Big old thing that he just breaks rock for people out of queries. I mean, it's a simple job.
Jeez. That's
amazing how people can make money.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, that. Down in Colorado, though, I mean, you guys have that. You know, it's a huge advantage. You know, I'm hearing a lot, you know, definitely in the economy, there's money to be made out there in that industry.
Oh,
so.
It's everybody. But, you know, it's just that thing is, you know. I can guarantee you in the next 3 years they'll probably change it from a class one to a class two.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, now you can start importing it across states legally.
Mm-hmm.
So it just opens that the whole oil industry even bigger.
Oh yeah.
And then if they allow us to grow hemp plants, I'm farmer. I got farmer. My kids got land. I don't. I'm divorced, but.
Uh huh.
My kids will probably someday inherit probably a full section of land or something. I think their grandparents. Owns about 4 sections.
Oh, wow.
And there's only, like, I think 6 grandkids. And 2 of them are my daughters.
Jeez, so they're going to get a...
They'll nice get that and say, well, we'll turn that into hemp.
Yeah, I mean, jeez, definitely. I mean, you guys can definitely turn that around.
Yeah, you know, once they legalize it, because the only place they can grow that right now is, I think, in Kentucky or Mississippi or somewhere like that.
Right.
Where the government allowed it for, you know, and it's big, you know, hemp's a big market. You know, let's get out of there and start making some plastic that's healthy, that can be made out of like cannabis oil, that'll biologically break down, you know,
right.
Over 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
You can make paper out of it. You know, instead we go out there and we cut down forests that we need for oxygen.
Yep. No, I got you completely.
Plus, your generation, you guys are getting screwed, man.
No, I got you completely. I'm
I'm all worried about, you know, I'm all for my granddaughters, you know, her, their health. So, I'm a big pusher for getting us even farther.
I feel you completely on that. I'm to the point that, you know, I'm even considering, you know, if I even want to, you know, pursue even trying to have kids in the future with.
Oh, scary, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, even just knowing, you know, how things and, you know, the world has changed since I've been around.
I have a great niece that's about a year old that has cancer.
You know, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible. I'm sorry to hear about that.
My nephew was like, I have a nephew that's like 40 that had leukemia.
Jeez.
That's because he probably got some good genes from out of us. But it's all because of all the synthetic graft shit out there, you know. And it started being, you know, like my generation.
Mm-hmm.
We were exposed to it, and then we passed it on to our kids and genes, and they're still exposed to all the other crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly. Everything microwavable, you know, just all
time.
That crap. Yep.
But, you know, like your parents, you know, we seen cancer, but it was rare back in our day.
Yep, now it's common.
I was like, this is, we got, every year I hear 5 or 8, 10 of my friends getting cancer.
Yep, exactly.
That's why you need that CBD oils.
Yeah, I mean, and even that stuff, too, you can fly with that. I mean, you can, that's
well,
a lot.
There's no THC, you can get away with it, you know, because if they test it, they're not going to find any THC. They don't know where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if it came from hemp or whatever at that point. You know, it's just a CBD oil.
Yeah, and I mean, it will definitely be interesting to see, you know, how everything turns out with, you know, the new election with the, you know, state laws and, you know, where the country.
Yeah, well, there's like, I think there's like 20 more states. As more and more states become, you know, the federal government's going to have to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
They don't have a choice. You know, the big, you know, what's really scary is this big pharma company will come in there, they'll try to push their synthetic shit onto everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to monopoly, but I think people realize that they don't want that synthetic stuff. They want the natural stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, that's why it's still being suppressed, because they haven't figured out how to capitalize on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Seriously, you know, and because you can grow it in your house.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna shut everybody down.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
The only difference is you can't extract oil unless you have a big machine properly. You know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Because the old methods was they would use butane,
mm-hmm.
which is nasty and really bad for you.
I was just gonna say that
you're putting synthetic crap into yourself again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I was just going to say, Phil, was, you know, we definitely, there's a huge opportunity here for you. I'd love to see what we can do, you know, to at least try
let
and...
Let me know. You know, even if you know somebody that would be willing to do whatever, I'm willing to talk.
Definitely, and I'll go ahead and shoot you over this capital application. I mean, it's just a simple one-page app, you know, just like that one you shot over to me that wasn't for us, but...
All right, I can do that.
That's basically it. We're just going to need that. And then other things we require is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. That would be for 2 moons. So we can just get the...
I'm not worried about that.
Yep, so that. And then the taxes, too. You said your accountant didn't end up getting...
Well,
14
my accountant bombed the shell out of me, and I sort of blew it off last year. And then we got a new accountant. We sort of waited to blow this out. But it's in process. But the thing is, you know, my first couple of years, I took a loss, so I'm like Donald Trump. I get to, you know, write off my future. So I still don't owe him any money.
I mean, what ended up happening on that? How long are you clear for?
Oh, I'm probably clear for another 2 or 3 years. I think I still have about $100,000 to go.
Okay, so then on those, for 14 and 15, do you have an extension on those?
I don't know what my accountant's doing. You know, I just gave her all my information. She's working on it as we speak.
Okay, perfect. All right, well then, if you want to just ask her for me, all we need is basically a copy of the extension.
I don't know what she did, but she's probably even getting close to being done with my returns. I probably get a copy of it.
Okay, yeah, anything like that, anything so I can add to the file and get it submitted.
I don't want to go through all this if I know I'm not going to get my full amount, because if I'm only getting 10-15,000, it'll just waste my time.
No, yeah, I got you. And,
so,
you know, same on my end, so.
I would never go with you anyway.
Yeah,
so,
same on my end. And, you know, I'm trying to be straightforward with you about that as well.
If you give me something up front based on what I gave you, that'd be great. I can make a decision off of that.
Yep,
you know, I don't need to go any further.
I got you.
I don't want to play games. I know you guys make your living off of that stuff. And
well, same over here.
You try to talk people into it, but, you know, I'm not a very gullible person.
No, I got you, and I'm not trying to, you know, BS or, you know, waste my time.
My background is corporate, and I used to be a software developer.
Oh, nice.
And I worked on new products.
Nice. Then you got out of that and started making
Out
of
that, about 10 years ago, yeah. I started in the 80s, so. I made a lot of people rich. I did okay for myself, but I made a lot of people rich.
Yeah.
I even did the Y2K for them.
I was just gonna say, did it backwards almost, got other people rich instead of yourself off of it.
Well, coming from a rural area, you really didn't take business like that really serious, or really didn't understand the mm-hmm. whole picture how it works until you started working with people from Princeton and Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. By that time, you're too late, and I in some ways I think I just got burned out doing what I was doing. I could probably gotten into management and mm-hmm. did okay, but I was making six figures back in 2000, 10 years ago.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I enjoyed my life. I raised my kids and I got out of it and I enjoyed spending it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works, right?
My philosophy was, I'm going to enjoy life while I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what tomorrow's going to be. There are certain things I can do when I'm 50 that I'm not going to be able to do when I'm 65.
Yep. No, I got you completely.
And a lot of people, they hold off until they get older before they start spending their money, and they can't do things like you used to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my philosophy was, I'm going to enjoy it. I said, I'll start winding down as left, I could probably, live off my Social Security the rest of my life. I'd be okay, because I don't have any bills, really.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, right?
Yeah, I can't support another woman, but then again, mm-hmm. women are a pain in the ass anyway.
Yeah, you got yourself to worry about, right?
I'd rather just go dump a couple hundred dollars once in a while.
Right.
Anyway, that's all.
All right, Phil, I'll shoot you that application then, and if you want to go ahead and fill that out,
to
me.
But give me a heads up what you think based on what I'd be given, because I know on lines of credit you guys only do like up to 10 to 15% of income. So
that's
right. The standard in the business. So.
Right, and a lot of those times with those lines of credit too, they take a personal credit into account on that too. That's one of the big factors. Ours is more the sales.
Yeah, I'm not worried about my credit. I have really good credit, so.
What was I was just gonna say, what was it?
I'm average between 780 to 800, probably. How it fluctuates here and there.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, shouldn't be an issue with that. Awesome. All right, Phil.
I was part of that whole scenario about bringing credit in there, using for people's credibility.
Mm.
Back in the '90s, it was a true story though. That we were trying to. I used to work for an insurance company. And we were trying to figure out character. Who's
mm-hmm.
responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came back and read a report from somewhere that showed that people that pray their credit on are technical more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So we capitalized on it. We had the issue, especially with California, back in Proposition 13.
Mm-hmm.
We had laws that passed where they allow us to do that, that we're discriminating people and stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's used for everything.
Yeah. Definitely.
Everything. But back then it was a new thought, and it proved very well because it made the company pretty rich. We went from a non-standard to a third. When I started with this company, we were like the 30 largest. When I left, we were the second largest. We did that in 10 years.
Oh, geez.
And it would a lot have to do with being able to use credit as a rating criteria.
Right. I mean,
because we were able to give people more favorable rates than other people.
Yeah, I mean, and now that's essential.
Yeah, now it's used everywhere. Every company out there uses it. But back then, we were the only ones.
You guys had the heads up on everybody else.
Well, yeah, we had insight.
Exactly.
My boss smoked pot. He's one of the first billionaires.
Was that, where was that out? Out in Colorado? Or?
It was Ohio, actually.
Oh, geez.
I started out here in Colorado, but the corporate was in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. So you've been all over then.
Yeah, feel there. All right, I'm gonna let you go.
Information
and
I'll shoot
give
you that email.
Me what you think what I'm worth, so what you can get.
Yeah, all right. Definitely. All right, Phil. Nice talking to you.
Yep.
Bye.